You're listening to SBS News.
The Bulletin of Atomic Scientists, an organisation created by scientists to inform the public about the threat of nuclear annihilation, has moved its doomsday clock from 2 minutes before midnight to 100 seconds before midnight. The doomsday clock was created in 1947 by the Bulletin of the Atomic Scientists as an indicator of the world's susceptibility to apocalypse. For the first time, experts from the Bulletin were joined in making the doomsday clock change by members of the Elders. Founded by Nelson Mandela in 2007, the Elders are independent global leaders working together for peace and human rights. Elders Chair and former President of Ireland, Mary Robinson, called on US President Donald Trump to work with Russian President Vladimir Putin to extend the new Strategic Arms Reduction Treaty, which is set to expire in 2021.
The Elders believe this must begin with the United States and the Russian Federation negotiating the extension of New START, the only remaining bilateral agreement between these two nuclear superpowers, without delay. I note that President Putin has explicitly said he is ready to do this. So I urge President Trump to respond in kind so both men can get down to business.
Deputy Chair Ban Ki-moon, the former UN Secretary General, said that US leadership was necessary in the war on climate change.
The United States must somehow begin to demonstrate global leadership at the federal level too. Without it, we cannot hope to meet the targets that will keep global warming to manageable levels. Without U.S. leadership and participation, there will be no winners from this climate crisis. We will all become losers.
Former California Governor Jerry Brown, who also serves as the executive chair for the Bulletin of the Atomic Scientists, delivered impassioned remarks about complacency. He says the significance of moving the hands of the clock closer to midnight should not be taken lightly.
Now, people will say, oh, what, you know, that's not serious. Well, the moment is serious. Tell me, how else can we tell people where we're at? How else can we wake up the Democrats, the Republicans, the independents, the millionaires, the billionaires, the media owners, who carry on their life as though they're on the Titanic, about ready to hit an iceberg, and they're not worried?
Since the election of US President Donald Trump in 2016, the clock has closed in on midnight in successive 30-second moves in 2017 and 2018, in part because of escalating tensions with North Korea over its nuclear program. Alan Lee, SBS News.